What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Christine Quinn's estranged husband, Christian Dumontet, is still waiting to find out if he'll be charged in the bag-throwing arrest that allegedly involved their two-year-old. The Los Angeles City Attorney's Office confirmed to RadarOnline.com on Wednesday that the Dumontet matter was submitted to our office and is currently under review. This comes after our exclusive story that he avoided a felony after being booked for assault with a deadly weapon over the incident. The city attorney will now decide if Dumontet will be charged with any misdemeanors over his March arrests. As this outlet reported, the Selling Sunset alum and her ex are going through a bitter divorce battle after he was taken into custody over claims he threw a bag full of glass at their toddler, resulting in a hospital visit for the youngster and a night in jail for him. Christian denied the allegations, but Quinn said she had videos in which the court will hear the glass breaking on my son's head. Quinn also revealed she had photos showing their child with cuts on his neck and head from broken glass and medical records documenting his injuries. Christian was released after posting a $30,000 bail and Quinn was given a 7-day emergency protective order against him. However, Christian ended up back in the slammer for the second time in 2 days when he violated the order by returning to their marital mansion after his first arrest. The exes ended up filing dual petitions for temporary restraining orders, TRO, against each other, with a judge denying Christian's request for protection against Quinn. The former Netflix star is struggling to lock down her ex to serve him the TRO hearing notice. In documents obtained by RadarOnline.com, Quinn accused Christian of hiding out at the Four Seasons Beverly Hills, claiming he's paying off the facility's staff so they don't reveal his whereabouts in a desperate attempt to get her TRO thrown out. She alleged Christian was dodging her repeated attempts to serve him the order by allegedly checking into the luxurious hotel under a fake name, arguing she's concerned his endless cash flow could keep him in hiding. Quinn said that based on her knowledge of her ex, Christian likely checked into the hotel under a pseudonym and secured a block of rooms to move between to evade detection. She also charged Christian likely paid the hotel to conceal his whereabouts. She alleged that her estranged husband has ample financial resources to continue hiding out in an undisclosed location indefinitely and begged the court for permission to serve Christian the protective order in an alternate service method to ensure he gets the memo. The judge has yet to rule. RadarOnline.com told you, Quinn and Christian are locked in a heated divorce dispute after he filed to end their marriage and demanded primary custody of their son last month. He cited irreconcilable differences as the reason for their split.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune into the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.